The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
Sporting a two-game winning streak, the San Jose Sharks hit the ice again at SAP Center at San Jose for their second game in as many days. This time it's a 5 o'clock start, the Sharks against the Detroit Red Wings for the very first time this year. Well, yesterday was something special to see. Some spectacular things happened in the game. The Sharks beat the Colorado Avalanche by the score of 3-2 in overtime, and it all finished up with a great goal by Filip Kurashev.
Dumped ahead by Colorado. Is this going to be icing? Nope, doesn't look like it. Back to get it now is Wennberg. He skates away from Natchez with speed. Lead pass Kurashev down the left. Cross the line, tees up, shoots. He scores! Filip Kurashev wins it in overtime for the San Jose Sharks. At 1:48, what a shot, what a game for the second consecutive contest. The Sharks have defeated one of the best teams in the NHL, and this one is Filip Kurashev's day. Final score, Sharks 3, Avalanche 2 in overtime.
There were three forwards on the ice at that point, and that was something that Kurashev said was the plan.
Yeah, the coach called that, and we went down there, and we did that. That was the call, and I'm happy it worked out.
Head coach Ryan Warshawski also says that when you get into a rotation, you want to make sure that the right players are available for you, and that's what happened in overtime.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of been our rotation. We've talked about it here after going into some overtimes. We're comfortable with Wenny kind of playing on that backside and being a defensive forward. He can kind of handle that responsibility. Want to get Kirsch in there, too. You know, he's been skating. He's been playing some good hockey. So that's really what it came down to.
Kurashev talked us through the overtime winner.
Yeah, just kind of looked up and tried to hit the spot and I did, and I'm happy about that, and happy to help us get the win.
But a huge part of this game was the goaltending of Yaroslav Askarov, especially in the early going when the Avalanche outshot the Sharks 30-11 in the first two periods of play. Askarov told us that he felt much better than his last start, a 4-3 loss to the Los Angeles Kings on Tuesday.
I would say was felt more calm, more what are like. Not off the angle, was moving, and at the same time if the puck was moves, you know, like my been square.
Ryan Warshawski also acknowledged that Askarov had a huge effect in the game.
He just looked a little bit more confident in his game, you know, even the glove save there, I think it was on Burns with 12 seconds left. He makes a hell of a save, and he's calm about it, you know, so I think that was a big positive that we saw.
One of the bigger moments occurred in overtime when Valeri Nichushkin got underneath the Sharks' defense and had a great chance that Askarov stayed with.
Nichushkin steps on. He comes up big in overtime a lot for the Avs. And here he comes. Nichushkin down the right, across the line, making the move, getting on Smith, throwing it toward the net. Great save by Askarov. A tremendous stop by Askarov against Nichushkin in overtime as he stayed with it, moved to the right side of the goalpost, and stopped the deke that Nichushkin tried to throw at him. 45 seconds into overtime.
Of course, there was a moment of near panic when Askarov toe-picked his skates, fell down to the ice, and had to make an acrobatic save near the end of the game.
Askarov knocked out of the net. He fell down, and Kelly, skating toward an open goal, fires it. It was poke-checked away by Askarov, and Kelly can't believe it. Askarov gets back in the net, makes a second save. Shades of Artur Zerbe here at SAP Center at San Jose. An acrobatic recovery by Yaroslav Askarov.
That was a little nerve-wracking on the Sharks bench, and Ryan Warshawski talked about it.
Not again. No, I mean, listen, stuff's going to happen. We want our goalies to come out and play pucks. And look, he took a heel pick. Stuff's going to happen. You know, and we just got to keep playing and keep competing. Our guys did a good job of that. Askey responded. He made, obviously, a big save on it. So, but, yeah, you hold your breath for a quick second.
But by that time, Askarov had already settled in after giving up a goal in the first 30 seconds of the game, and the coach said that it was good to see that that goal against early didn't affect his play or the team's.
Yeah, he settled in. Kind of a lucky bounce there. They put us on our heels. Probably another lesson we got to learn of, playing at 1 o'clock. There's a little bit of a different everything. Your routine's a little off for a young group, but we'll learn from it. And, Askew was there for us, which was huge.
In fact, the head coach of the Sharks says that he really was happy with the way that the team played in the third period when Colorado was trying to push back and the Sharks didn't give them much.
We just talk about we want to be in the attack and, one of the best teams in the league, 2-2 going in the third, what else could we ask for? So I liked how our guys gravitated towards that and went out and grabbed it.
Meanwhile, Kurashev is red hot with goals in 3 consecutive games and a 4-game point scoring streak. That may pale in comparison to Macklin Celebrini's 7-game streak, but still is very, very strong for Sharks hockey. Part of it is getting outstanding performances from the guys that he's on the ice with, and that had included the first goal that he scored yesterday.
Klingberg shovels it ahead. Patrick Giles knocked it out of the zone, and now the Sharks can make a quick change, but they better hurry up because Cale Makar's got it on his stick. His pass up the middle for Lehkonen, intercepted. Delandry, lead pass, breakaway, Kurashev shoots, he scores! Filip Kurashev on a turnover by Colorado, goes into the zone, took the pass, and put it up top on Mackenzie Blackwood. Kurashev is red hot for San Jose, with goals in 3 consecutive games, and the Sharks take the 2-1 lead in the second period.
Here's Kurashev's view of that moment.
It was a great play by Deli. He made a nice saucer pass, and I was pretty open after that. And I just tried to kind of took what I saw, and I'm happy it went in.
That line of Wennberg, Eklund, and Kurashev has really added to the Sharks' depth, and most effective against a top line like Nathan MacKinnon's. That line combination, centered by Alex Wennberg, has really been effective, according to Warsofsky.
I think when you go to shut down a top line like that, everyone says you got to shut them down in the defensive zone. You got to, play without the puck. I want them to play in the offensive zone. And I think that's the best way to shut down the top line is to play in the offensive zone. Hold on to pucks, make them come 200 feet, make their top players play defense. Top players, really don't want to play defense. And we got to make them play defense. And I thought that line did a really good job of that.
The Teal Report will continue in a moment on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Face Off Inside the NHL returns, taking you deeper behind the scenes than ever before. See it all from the star-studded Four Nations Face Off Tournament.
Us against the world, boys.
To the adrenaline of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
I'm scared of you guys.
With candid interviews and backstage access, experience the sacrifice, the rivalries, and the determination that define NHL greatness.
Just when I thought last year couldn't be topped, here we are.
A new season of Face Off Inside the NHL. Watch now only on Prime Video.
The Sharks are circling.
That is how it is done.
Catch the action at Casino Matrix, your go-to spot for watching games, amazing food, and nonstop fun. The home of the Bay Area's best progressive jackpot. Start or end your night with happy hour twice daily. No matter the play, the celebration begins here. Over 100 giant screens, 49 gaming tables, Zone 8 Sports Bar and Grill, and Sushi Confidential. Just 8 minutes from the SAP Center, off Highway 101 near the San Jose Airport. Casino Matrix, just drop in. Please gamble responsibly. 1-800-GAMBLER.
Sharks fans, Fieldwork is thrilled to be the official non-alcoholic craft beer and proud partner of your San Jose Sharks. Whether you're at the tank or watching from home, Fieldwork is brewed to be a part of the moment with uncompromising non-alcoholic beers and legendary IPAs to classic lagers and everything in between. Fieldwork has something for every taste and every occasion. Make every occasion special. Drink Fieldwork.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Hopefully you've all changed your clocks to Pacific Standard Time, because that's when we're on the air. 4:30 Pacific from SAP Center at San Jose. Scott Hannon joins me with a call of what's always an exciting matchup, the Sharks and the Detroit Red Wings. Make sure you tune in on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app at sjsharks.com/listen and on one of our great affiliate stations in Northern California, which range from Fresno all the way to Eureka. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.